They're the same thing.
And we did them the same way, you see.
Uh-huh.
If we didn't use them while it's green, pick them off as they dried on the vine, mm-hmm. shell them out, and put them in a little flower sack. Never will forget, people called it a punk. Those are a little punk.
Yeah.
Be about the size of a 25-pound flower sack.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep them things all through the winter, you know.
Uh-huh.
Lay them out in the sun, in the spring of the year, let the sun shine on, keep bugs out of it, because that helps keep bugs out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And save them for seed. Next year's crop, you see, they had the seed already there. They didn't have to go to the store to buy these seed beans to plant.
Mm-hmm.
They had them here at home, they'd save them. The ice potatoes, they dug them, stored them away in the winter somewhere in a protected house. Some people had a potato house,
mm-hmm.
double walled, and the wall filled with sawdust.
Mm-hmm.
Double floored and filled with sawdust, which made it almost freeze proof, you see.
And they stored the potatoes?
Stored those potatoes in there.
Huh.
If you didn't have that kind of house, you went out in the garden and hilled them up in the hill.
Uh-huh.
And stood corn stalks around that hill like my fingers like that.
Uh-huh.
And shoveled the dirt up on there, clear on up to the top. Then take an old bucket or box, wooden box, hang over the top there. That let that thing have a little ventilation.
Yeah.
Go there and scratch into that thing any time during the winter. Get these potatoes out of there. Both sweet and Irish. Turnips the same way. Kept turnips all through the winter.
Did you ever hear of sweet potatoes now? They had yellow meat on the inside.
Well, the first thing I remember didn't have the yellow meat. That meat was white. You know what they call that, the first yellow potato, the sweet potato we ever had in this country?
What?
People says it's a pumpkin yam. It was yellow.
Uh-huh.
The first thing you ever had was a Southern Queen, and it was a white meat potato.
Uh-huh.
And not as sweet.
Yeah.
As this yellow potato. As I said, we went to the cornfield, went and go to the cornfield where I was planting corn.
Uh-huh.
And plant these old stick beans
mm-hmm.
in the cornfield and let them climb that corn stalk. Well, any time all through the summer, you know, if you run out in the garden, you go down to the cornfield where you had the beans planted. And I've seen the time you could go down there and gather 5 bushels.
Gosh.
If you'd have wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, we consumed them while it's green. When they got dry, then that was the kids' job to go to the farm, cornfield and pick those dried beans.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them in, shell them by hand.
Mm-hmm. What else might you grow in a garden? What about something that's this round, red thing?
Red beets, we grow beets.
Okay, but something that grows on a bush that you have to stake up.
That's a tomato.
Huh?
Tomato.
Okay. What about the kind that's only about this size? Never gets any bigger than that.
Well, and there's some few of them grown. And
what are they called?
They call that a tomato. Tomato, instead of saying tomato. Said tomato.
Okay.
Practically the same thing, but just changing the name from the size and the quality of the fruit.
Uh-huh.
This little one, they use that to make a preserve out of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, make pretty good preserve. There's little, you know, little. Some of them are pear-shaped and some of them are round, like the other tomatoes. Then we had beets.
Uh-huh. What about something green that was long?
Well, that's cucumber.
Okay, there's something else that grew up on a vine or...
Okra.
Okay.
That's what you think about it. Grew up on a stalk.
Yeah.
And it grows long like your finger.
Yeah.
That's okra. O-K-R-A.
Okay. And what about something that's kind of like lettuce,